My name is Rob Davis. I'm the pastor at the Bible Church of Cabot, and I wanted to take a moment to invite you to a new study that we're about to embark on beginning in June as we prepare to go verse by verse through the Gospel of Luke. We spent the last 26 months in the Gospel of, or in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and in that book, it more than any other Old Testament book, it reveals to us Jesus. It reveals to us Jesus as the Messiah, as the suffering servant. So after leaving that book, I felt it was a good idea to go to a gospel. We were in the Gospel of Mark several years ago, so I contemplated which gospel to go to, and there are some major fulfillments in the Gospel of Luke, specifically tied to the book of Isaiah. One of those is in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus quotes Isaiah chapter 61, and he says that that chapter, those verses, have been fulfilled in his ministry. So he's presenting himself as the one who brings in the year of God's favor, the year of Jubilee. So there are many of those attached to Luke that I thought would be a good idea for us to go through this gospel. But also, Jesus in Luke, three different times, is very clear that he is living in such a way and carrying out his life in such a way that is fulfilling all of the Old Testament scripture passages, the ones that are about him especially. The road to Emmaus, when he meets the men on the road to Emmaus and they're not sure who he is, and as they come to an understanding of who he is, Jesus tells them that he opens up the book and beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things concerning himself in all of the scriptures. And then just a few verses later, Jesus says, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." So after spending so much time in Isaiah with many prophecies, going to Luke, where Jesus is talking about himself as the fulfillment of those prophecies, and Luke is doing everything he can to show us that. Luke starts out his gospel. Luke is a doctor. He's very detail-oriented. And when he starts out his gospel, he gives us a little thumbnail of what he wants to accomplish. He says, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word handed them down to us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in an orderly sequence, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty about the things you have been taught." So Luke is very detail-oriented. He wants us to know with certainty what has been taught. There are many ideas and thoughts and parables and teachings in the Gospel of Luke that don't even appear in the other Gospels. If we didn't have Luke, we wouldn't have the story of the Good Samaritan, for instance, or we would not have the story of the prodigal son who comes back to his father, and the picture of the Gospel that is. And there are almost 30 of those statements and pictures and stories and allusions that Luke brings us that the other gospel writers do not. There are over 400 allusions to the Old Testament in the Gospel of Luke. So we're looking forward to this study. We're looking forward to digging in deep into this, section by section, verse by verse. And we invite you to come and join us beginning on the first Sunday of June this year, 2024, as we start through this study.